find it and get myself there in spite of everything. The art is dusty boudoir. There they were, buckmakers, skinflick, the bride stripped bare. The whole Dada enchilada, red-headed artist model lost between the ripe lips of the guy in goggles and a brown derby with his fat cerumen in his fist. Seeking the beast. There was only one door, the door which is never opened or closed. It was my only way out. I had the proof now. I opened the door.
Desire infers. You'll trap your prey like a Mars fly in a Klein bottle, and finish her off like an hourglass melting on the bedside cocktail table. And now that it's summer, desire of life or death in a full platinum flask. It traps you by the tail and never lets go. And now desire infers the essence of sense as surrealist brings you the George Tirebiter mystery. And the door which is never opened or closed.
Well, the first part was too easy. I knew the madman. He was a Hollywood pal where everybody's a little bit mad. And the maddest the madman ever was in those days was to think I should run for president.
It's either you or Ronnie. Make up your mind.
Well, he said that more than he had to. And I knew he could fix it, mafia stuff. It was the early 50s, and the madman was still in the movie business when he wasn't in the World War III business. On the lookout for properties, and I had two. One was a timely expose of rock and roll as a government plot to drown out youthful controversy. The other was the story of Kiki of Montparnasse, a figure model, an all-around lover in several artists' lives, more or less simultaneously. That was the one the madman went for. I hooked him with a few Man Ray 8x10.
Oh, she's nude in all of these, Tirebiter.
He said, and I said, yeah, that's the idea, Ball.
Oh, I see, I see. So, how about to play Kiki, we get Deborah Padgett?
Yeah.
Oh, Terry Moore. That muff shot of her at the airport got passed around every locker room in the country.
How about Lily St. Cyr?
Oh, now that comes in a gush, Tirebiter.
Yeah.
Lily St. Cyr as Kiki. She came to sit, but she couldn't sit still.
No, it's great.
Ty Power is Picasso, no. And Spencer Tracy is Gertrude Stein.
It's perfect. I'll write the script.
Oh, no. I'm passing it on to Perlmutter and the Corwin brothers.
Hey, but
first class. We can split the based on an idea by credit, and you can co-produce.
Well,
after all, George, you're blacklisted.
And I says, anything else I can do for you, boss? And the madman says...
Yeah, Tirebiter, there's rumors of a weapon.
Mm.
Well, maybe it's just an invention right now, and we'll have a chance to weaponize it later. That creates a kind of, a door into an interdimensional reality.
Sure, and pie can
a
fly.
A door, yeah. My man tells me, that is never opened or closed. It's in Manhattan somewhere, he is. Find out about it for me on the QT, and I'll make this Kiki thing, but strictly without any nudity of any kind.
Boss, no, I think you're missing the whole...
Except in my bungalow, Tirebiter.
And he added,
and if you were president, Tirebiter, you could have Kiki up to your bungalow any time you wanted. Think it over.
And I put up at the St. Moritz. Salvador Dali was sitting in a gold armchair in the lobby, so I knew I must be close. Compared to two-dimensional Los Angeles, New York was a 3D thriller. If I was going to open a door to some interdimensional reality, I'd find it here. Maybe right here at the White Horse Bar.
Here's your black and tan, sir. Would you want anything else, then?
What's the word around here about interdimensional reality?
Interdimensional reality on the Bowery, sir?
Well, this is an artist's hangout, isn't it?
Indeed, it has that reputation, so it does, sir.
Listen, did a Frenchman named Duchamp ever drink here? He might have played chess.
Now, that would be before my time, sir. That's more your abstract expressionist crowd here these days.
Uh-huh.
Now, I hear they go in for wife swapping, sir.
Oh, really?
Now, if you want to talk to a fellow about the Bohemian days, will you go see that gent down the bar?
I can barely see that gent.
Well, he's been here all day, sir. Sort of fades in and out like an axe, he's called.
Axe.
He's writing a book about everything, he says, so...
Yeah.
Ask him. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, certainly, certainly. Well, Max was a little guy nursing a nickel beer and holding on to a big cardboard folder. I nodded and said, he'd like another beer, and made my way down the bar to the empty seat right next to him.
I hear you've been asking about civilians.
Yes, indeed. Do you know any, Max?
Well, sit down, partner, and spring me some steam. Huh? I got surrealist stories that'll make you think you were in the old interdimensional state.
Well, maybe I will be here then, huh?
My cocktail with Max. Next time on the George Tirebiter Mystery. Presented by Desire Infers, the essence of scent for surrealists. And by Oppression for Men, in the box with the broken mirrors. Desire and oppression, everywhere you go. Thank you.